Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the E-Man After Show, everyone. He is the man. I am Mandy, and E-Man, how are you? Welcome to your show.
Well, we're excited and delighted that you guys would join us on tonight. We want to welcome you guys to the E-Man After Show. Mm-hmm. We so appreciate all of you guys that's going to be joining us on tonight. It is another episode right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Right.
And sitting over there is Mandy.
Uh-huh.
And so, Mandy, how was your day today?
I had an awesome day today, E-Man.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
I have had a blessed day. I'm so excited and delighted to be back on another Sunday night right here at We Talk Radio Network.
Right.
Yes.
So glad to be back in the building.
Yes, yes. We are glad to be back.
Yes, we are. Shout out to all of our listeners tonight, those of you on the phone line and the network. Shout out to you. Welcome back once again to the E-Man After Show.
Yes, we're excited to have you guys on tonight. Why? Because all month long, we're celebrating Black history.
We are celebrating Black history.
Over here on the E-Man After Show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and man, this time last Sunday night, boy, we was having a party.
Yes, we was. Yes,
yes.
We had an awesome time. We know all of you celebrated the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we had the Super Bowl going on. We had the E-Man After Show, and we was just really enjoying the show on last week. You know, everybody was coming down off the high from the Super Bowl game.
Yeah, we so appreciated all you guys that joined us last week. We're not on Facebook Live tonight.
Not tonight, guys.
Yeah, last week we decided to go Facebook Live. Why? Because we were celebrating Black Love Day.
Uh-huh.
We were celebrating Black History Month.
Yes.
And Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes.
And so we had an awesome time on last Sunday night, man.
Yeah, such a good time on last Sunday night. So we are appreciative of all of you that tuned in on Facebook Live.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, people, they want to know the face behind the voice. So we gave our listeners the opportunity.
Right, right. And so we want to thank all of you guys that joined us on last night. And tonight we're back. You know, we're back for another episode right here. We want to give a shout out to all of you that's on the network. Listen, we're on all social media. We're on all social media right here on We Talk Radio Network because at the end of the day, we are heard on so many different platforms. I can't keep up with them all, man.
There is a lot. Hey, listen, We Talk Radio is heard everywhere, okay?
Yes, and so we're excited about that. Listen, we have a brand new website. If you want to follow us, guys, you can go to www.vtalkradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're on all social media.
Right.
I know we're on so many different podcasts. Man, how can we be heard?
Yeah, so listen up, guys. We can be heard through Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Alexa, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
all you have to do is just really Google and you'll just find us there.
Somewhere. Well, we want to thank all of you guys over on the network. We see you guys coming in on the phone line. We so appreciative that you would join this men's show.
Yes.
Yeah, this is where we men come around the domino table, and we put a big six question out there, and we have great content and great conversation.
Right.
And we invite you sisters in the room, and it's on and popping.
It is on and popping. We have had some great shows thus far in it.
Yeah. Now, listen, we got a YouTube channel that we're pushing.
Mm-hmm.
We want you guys to go to our YouTube channel. It's We Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you can like, you can share, and you can even send us a comment. But we really want you guys to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yes, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you click the notification bell for all the latest updates when it comes to We Talk Radio Network. Learn about our radio hosts as well.
Yeah, just as well. And so we so appreciative to all you guys that will hang out with us tonight. And so that's the recap from last Sunday night. But tonight, man, because we're celebrating Black History Month, we got a little actress that's going to be joining us tonight.
We do.
Aaliyah Muhammad.
Yes, Miss Aaliyah Muhammad.
Yeah, she's going to be joining us on tonight. This young lady, she's just doing the doggone thing.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, she's all over the screen beating them up.
Yes, yes. And if you guys can remember last week's show, we had Arthur Muhammad.
A couple of weeks ago, we did her father. Yes,
yes we did.
Arthur Muhammad, he came on, and we was talking to him. And you know what was strange, man, in the conversation, we was talking about a project that we did with Arthur Muhammad. We was talking about a video called Swagger Hater. Because now one of us remember the name.
Right, right.
Yes. And so we got his daughter on tonight.
Yes, Miss Aaliyah Muhammad.
Yes, she'll be joining us shortly. She's standing by on the phone line. We're so excited. Why? Because she's a young African-American young lady just doing the doggone thing.
She really is.
Mm-hmm.
She really is. She, you know, we know that her mom and her dad, you know, they're both in the industry, you know, mm-hmm. of filmmaking, you know.
Right.
And this young lady, she has received a great impartation. Mm-hmm. And now she's walking out her own lane in the industry.
Yeah, she just doing the doggone thing. So we're going to be talking to her shortly about all that she have done and all that she is doing.
Right.
Because I think she started at 2 years old.
Oh, wow.
You know, she was introduced to a little film.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and just kudos to her mother. Her mother, Miss LaToya
mm-hmm.
Muhammad. I mean, this woman here, she's just doing the doggone thing in her own right.
Right.
You know, she's one of the greatest cast directors beside heaven. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listen, you want somebody to cast your movie?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, LaToya Muhammad is the person to call.
Yeah, because she was a part of the Carter High movie right in 2015.
Yeah, she casted that particular movie, and let me tell you, that everybody, and that's a lot of people remember Arthur Muhammad through that particular movie. Right.
Right.
And when you see all those actors right there, that's LaToya work.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this sister here, she's a black woman, so we're celebrating Black History all month.
Yes.
And we got her little seed on the line tonight.
Yes.
And so we so peacock proud and hyena happy to even just know, you know, people that look like me and you is on screen today.
Yes.
And as I kudos to little Leah, she have done so many great things. But we're going to let her get into all of that.
Right.
But we have her tonight.
Yes, we do.
And we're glad to have her. We're glad that, you know, I'm glad to know them. I know her mother. I know her father. But, you know, we're excited to throw you on the network. That, you know, you ain't too young.
Mm-mm.
And you ain't too old right. to put your footprint in the ground.
That is so true.
And so we appreciate it, having her on tonight. But those of you that's on the network, we want to do a shout out to the owner and founder of We Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's Miss Kia Davis.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Kia Davis and Mr. T. Smiley. I tell you, these guys are doing it. They are doing it over here on We Talk Radio. Listen, guys, we want you to go on. We want you to go to our bookstore. We want you to go in under the network. We want you guys to follow us. We've been around for 12 years and still kicking and still running strong.
That's right.
Yes. And so shout out to Miss Davis that, you know, here's another black woman.
Yes,
you
she
know.
Is.
And most of you are like, well, why do you keep saying black? It's Black History Month.
It is Black History
and
Month.
And I'm all about my people. You understand what I'm saying? And I want to uplift all our queens that's doing it. When you talk about such as you, men, to the mentor, when you talk about Miss Kia Davis, when you talk about Leah Muhammad, when you talk about LaToya Muhammad,
right?
These are black women that's, you know, just in our community, just doing the doggone thing.
Right.
And so we men, we y'all kings and y'all our queens, so we just want to uplift y'all. This, not just this month, 365 days of this year.
Sure, right.
And so you ain't too young and you ain't too old.
Right.
And so to this new generation that's coming up, the millennium, this young lady that we're bringing on tonight, she is a testimony of, you know, of someone that stood for us, you know, when you look at our ancestors, when you look at the fight, someone fought for her to be able to act.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If someone fought for us to be on these microphones tonight, and they have to look like a person like me and you.
True.
And so we're going to get into a lot of that, talk about the industry. We're going to talk about all the projects that she has done.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and just a beautiful young lady. I've seen her grow up, you know. She just, you know, doing it in her own right. And so shout out to her mother, Miss Latoya Muhammad. Miss, she's an awesome sister. You understand what
I believe so.
Yeah, she's an awesome sister. And shout out to Mr. Arthur Muhammad. We had him a few weeks ago, and he shared a lot about, you know, in the filmmaking business. He shared a lot of things. And so we still have a lot of people that, you know, that's how can you see it? They're still calling and asking questions about, you know, how can I get in contact with him?
Right.
So hopefully y'all got in contact with him.
We gave you the website.
Yes. And so we have his seed on tonight.
Yes.
And we have Miss Latoya's seed on tonight. I'm proud of them, because when I look at and see, when I see me and the people, I want to give them their flowers while they live.
That's right.
You know, I want it to be known. I want it to be heard. And Miss Kia Davis, she allows us to do that on these kind of platforms.
Yes, she does.
And so all of you guys that are standing by on the phone lines tonight, we have a beautiful young actress. She's 23 years old, by the way.
Yes, she is young. And if you have children that are young adults, you know, and they have dreams and aspirations, if you have children where they feel like they are stuck, this is the show you want them to tune into. Miss Aaliyah Muhammad, as Iman stated, is 23 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been working since she was 2 years of age. And she is a huge inspiration, Iman, to our youth.
Yes.
So this is the type of show we want our youth to tune into tonight, because we want somebody to be inspired. This young lady is an inspiration.
Yes, and just a beautiful young lady doing it in her own right.
Right.
So we'll be talking to her shortly, but we want to thank all of you guys that's on the network tonight. We had fun last Sunday night.
We
was watching a Super Bowl game. We was on Facebook Live. We did both our shows on Facebook last Sunday night. Oh man, it has just been an overwhelming response. And tonight we're here, and normally we mean to put a Big Six question out there tonight, but I have a special guest.
Mm-hmm.
I love this special guest that's coming up and joining us on tonight. But guys, we getting ready to take a break. And when we come out of this break, we will be talking to our special guest tonight, Aaliyah Muhammad.
Yes.
She's a young actress.
Yes, she is.
She's doing the doggone thing.
Yes.
We're going to let her talk about all of that. And so you guys, we want you to keep it locked. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
Keep a pen in it. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to The Sound.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
I'm filmmaker Arthur Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Bob, with me, Mandy. Oh, yeah.
Up in the club and rock the party. I'm 700 degrees even in the shade.
Got a dismay. I threw I'm you. Oh, y'all can bob your head out there on the network.
Like JJ, well, what can I say?
Yeah.
I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to know who I am, just check your street side when you go downtown, because I'm the man.
Oh, yes, I am the man. I'm E-Man. Yes, so we're back. We're so excited and delighted that you guys would join the E-Man After Show on another Sunday night here in the beautiful Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
Where we broadcast the show down in Texas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the We Talk Radio Network. We so appreciative to all of you that stand by on the network, that stand by on the phone lines. Listen, if you want to talk to us tonight, you can call us here at 563-999-345, what is it, 56?
3456, yes.
Yeah, option one.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have it, if you want to talk with our guest on tonight, we'll bring you into the conversation.
Yes.
Yes, why? Because we have this young lady that's joining us tonight. She's an actress.
She's an actress.
Yeah, she's just eating up the film world.
Yes.
And she's been in it ever since she's been 2 years old.
2 years of age.
Yeah, and if you guys were with us a few weeks ago, we was talking to her father, and we did a project, and she did a music video. Because, mm-hmm. you know, Mandy, me and you getting ready. We're doing a music video, right? You know?
We are.
And so in the music video we doing, we was talking about that on. And we now one of us could remember the title of her music video.
Right.
And we all just had a brain for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is the name of it? And it was Swagger Haters.
Yeah.
So to all of you that's out there on the network, why don't you go to Swagger Haters? Go to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Swagger Haters. And guess what? You can check out Aaliyah back in the day. That, you know, Swagger Haters, what is it? S-W-A-G-G-A-R. H-A-T-E-R, right?
Yes.
Is that the way you spell it? You know, I got old now.
Yeah, but you guys want to go to YouTube and check out Swagger Haters. Miss Aaliyah Muhammad, she was getting it on there, E-Man.
Yeah,
she was just so confident. This was over 11 years ago.
Right, right.
Okay, and she was just so confident and so young and fresh.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that video.
Yes, and so so we're going to have to talk to Aaliyah Muhammad, get us some pointers how we doing our music video.
Right, let me get the background.
But ladies and gentlemen that's standing by on the network, we're so excited and delighted to have this beautiful young lady that's joining us on tonight. Let's go ahead and bring her into the conversation.
Yes.
Aaliyah. Hello, Aaliyah. Welcome to the E-Man After Show. How are you this evening?
Hi, I'm well. Thank y'all for having me.
Well, we're so excited, and thank y'all for having me. We're excited to have you, little Aaliyah
Hello.
Muhammad.
Yes.
Yes, and so say hello to Mandy. This is my sidekick right over there on the side of me. Say hello to Mandy.
Hi, Mandy. How's it going?
Hi, Aaliyah. Welcome once again to the E-Man After Show. We have a lot of people that are on the network right now waiting to hear you, and they're also standing by on the phone line. Tonight, we are lit, girl, so we're ready to receive a wealth of information from you.
Yes. Yes, we appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'll just I'll give you the first official question of the interview. For our listeners that's on the network and on the phone lines, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are and what you do, ma'am?
Well, my name is Aaliyah Muhammad. I am an actress. I also coach acting, and I am a I'm a preschool teacher as well. So, yeah, that's who I am. I used to do music back in the day. I used to that swagger hated. That was a little bit of experimentation because I did a lot of poetry. So I used to do music back in the day, but I've zeroed in on my acting, and I try my best to be a full-time actress now.
Yes. Well, we're excited about that because, you know, I have watched you grow. You know, I can remember you kind of somewhat got started, and I know if it really hadn't been for your mother, you probably wouldn't have shout out and kudos to your mother. I can remember you was introduced to a film. I think it wasn't the Circle of Spiders, I believe it was, you know, kind of somewhat.
I think it was Solitaire.
Solitaire, that's what I said, Circle of Spiders.
Yeah.
No, that's the other one. Solitaire, that's what it was. It's been so long ago. E-Man, I got 60 years old now. Yeah, it was Solitaire. And yes. And now as I look at you at 23 years old, you have just been doing an awesome job. You know, you have been featured in different movies. And those of you know about the Carter High movie, you were a part of that movie. Talk to us a little bit about that process of being in the Carter movie and what really inspired you after, you know, coming from a family of filmmakers, you know, coming from a family that's in this industry. What really inspired you to just really want to act, even if you didn't know that's what you wanted to do? What really inspired you to even get off into acting?
Right. It's wild, that question, because ever since I was a little tot, like, I knew I wanted to be something, you know. My name was Aaliyah, mm-hmm. so I was like, maybe it's music. Maybe I should be a singer. I tried that. I can't sing. So I was like, absolutely not. That's not the way, girl. That's not the way. So then I did a bit of poetry, and I did the Swagger Hater music video. And doing music was cool, but after doing a couple of performances, I still loved it. I still loved performing, but it didn't fulfill me. And my first project where I actually had like a speaking role, I was 12, and I did Hiding in Plain Sight. And that was the first time where I actually had like the full overwhelming feeling of being on set for a full project. And it just hit me in a way that nothing has ever hit me before. Like to be on set for, because you know, whenever we're on set for 12 hours, it's that mm-hmm. sometimes more. And whenever you're doing that, you gotta love it, because if you don't love it, man, you're gonna get tired of it. And I realized at the age of 12, if I could stay on set and memorize the whole script and still mm-hmm. have energy at the end of the day, this has gotta be something I love. Mm-hmm. So moving on to Carter High was such a great experience. I was around so many stars. And my mm-hmm. mom even let me in on the audition process. And I was me, my sister, and my brother, we were all sitting around looking at the cast, and we were kind of helping her, telling her mm-hmm. the people who we liked, the people who we didn't like. And she kind of made her decisions with the small help of us, you know. No
right,
shade
right.
on my mom, you know. She did her thing, and she did majority.
Yeah, she did an awesome
work.
Job for
but
sure. Mm-hmm.
She did fantastic, but mm-hmm. But yeah, and it was such a beautiful moment for me, because I was able to meet stars, and I was able to meet already developed actors and actresses, and just the advice that they gave me, and just watching them really get into character on set. It was a beautiful moment for me.
Yeah, and who would have thunk 12 years later at 23 that you are writing and directing and producing it in your own movie, which is the Touch of a Moment. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the show is called A Teachable Moment. I'm a preschool
mm-hmm.
teacher,
mm-hmm.
and the director of the school really wanted to to capture the students, because they're the oldest class of the school, and he really wanted to capture like the essence of the school. The school is called Engineers of Tomorrow. It's a black-owned
mm-hmm.
school, shout out to them. And we, you know, we're making engineers. They learn the steps of engineering process. And just their developing moments, we started, at first we just started filming. He was like, just start filming and let's see if we can make like a little clip. Look. But I'm like, he knew who I was. So he knew what he was telling me to do. He knew what he was going to get out of this one, telling me just to film a little bit. I'm like, sir, if I'm going to give it to you, I'm going to give it all to you. So we did our first episode. I remember filming and editing the first episode of Sharing. It's called Sharing. And the children, they have so much personality, and it's so inspiring as an actress to see how free children are. They're free. Like, you could tell them to do something. You could tell them cry, and they'll cry right there on cue. And personally, as an actress, it's a great learning moment for me. So we're on season three of A Teachable Moment, season three, episode three. If you want to watch A Teachable Moment, it's on Engineers of Tomorrow's Facebook page. And there's no particular airing date, so, you know, you just got to keep your ears out. We air whenever I edit. We edit whenever I air. yes, sir. So the Teachable Moment. So doing that, I'm also teaching my students. They do the voiceovers for the show. And sometimes they film the show. So I'm kind of teaching them how to film and how to do voiceover. And whenever I get a proper covering on my tablet, I will let them edit. But I'm not letting them touch my baby right now because she don't have a cover on.
Right. And you know that's so awesome. To those of you on the network, you probably say, "Oh wow, she just sounds so." You know why? Because she done radio, Mandy. Mm. You know, she have done her own podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, she had done two different podcasts. And those of you just listening to her speak, this young lady, she's doing the doggone thing at 23 years old.
Right.
Because she was on a sports talk entertainment podcast.
Yes.
And Parlay podcast.
Right.
You know, and so those of you that sitting out there listening to her talk right about now. Yeah, she could do this doggone thing.
Yes.
Well, we're excited for you because, you know, or for me, I go all the way back. I remember the video Swagger Haters, you know, and because, you know, we was able to work on that project. And just to see you advance for, because we got a lot more to talk to you about tonight. Those of you on the phone line, we got so much to talk to this young lady about tonight. Why? Because it says to me that no matter what age you are, you're never too young.
That's right.
You know, you can make it do what it do, especially in 2022. And she's making it do what it's 2022.
Yes, she is.
Mandy?
Yes, she is. So, Aaliyah, how was your growth process in the filmmaking industry? Have you ever been afraid when you are gotten stuck when you were in front of the camera?
Wow, absolutely. Yeah, my growth process was painful. I'm not going to even lie. It was so painful for me because so I kind of went from this place to where I was, you know, I was doing a lot of projects with, like, family, and I felt like I was the star when I was doing the projects with family. And here recently, not so much recently, but in 2018, I filmed a show called Scam Austin, and it was my first show that was really, like, outside of people who I knew. So it was like me in like a new world. And I played a character, her name was Zoya. If you want to watch Scam Austin, it's on Facebook Watch, and there's two seasons. And on the cast, I was very timid because I didn't know the people, and I'm so used to working with people who I knew. So the character, it was crazy because the character is built based on my personality. And I don't feel like that character grasped enough of my personality just because I felt so in limbo because it was my first time working with a cast that wasn't predominantly Black, and I and, you know, ain't no shame in that, but I was I was like, please, I'm not
a little bit different.
But Scam Austin definitely propelled me forward in my career, and it helped out with the diversity of my resume. However, at that moment, I felt very vulnerable. I felt very small in a way. It finally felt like I was a part of a major machine instead of being a part of the brains of the machine, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So that was a moment where I kind of felt a little halted in my career, even though it was still moving forward. It was more so my, I would say my self-esteem took a little wobble to it, and it hurt.
Right. Would you say that someone that, you know, coming up, you know, young, working in the film industry, would you say that that person would probably be their worst critic? Where someone
Absolutely.
Else may for... Okay.
Yeah, I am my worst critic. There was a movie I did with my dad, Arthur Muhammad, called, what's that movie? Look, I have to pull up and make sure I have my resume for
you. We understand.
Because I was like, I'm not going to forget anything.
Right.
This one was called Computer Love. No, it wasn't Computer Love. It was The Little Voice. And I played Courtney on The Little Voice.
Yeah, we
and
remember that.
Yeah, and I was watching Phil. I was like, I did horrible. I can't believe you let me do that. He was like, you did good. And I was like, really?
You did excellent in that movie.
So good.
So good. And I was like, girl, what you doing? Why are you saying like that? I am my worst critic. And being an acting coach, I'm everyone else's, and with them, I try my best to be as gentle with them as possible because I know how vulnerable the acting process is. So I try to be as gentle and as caring with them as possible. But I try to tell them when I critique myself, I go hard, I go in, I say however I feel, I make sure I understand everything that I need to do better the next time. So I'm going to do that with you, and God willing, you hear the good and you don't take it as bad, but I go in as an acting coach. I'm not trying to be Simon Cowell or anything, but I definitely critique, and I critique very hard because not only do I love acting, I bleed acting. If I needed three things in this world, it would be God, it would be acting, and it would be family. But I just feel like that was something that I definitely, that's something I was born with. That's like my twin in a way. So I'm very passionate about it. So I go hard. I go hard for myself, and I go hard for my students as well.
Well, that's so awesome. Ladies and gentlemen on the network, we are talking to actress Aaliyah Muhammad. And those of you, we had an opportunity. I had an opportunity to see all these movies.
Yes.
So we watched Lil Voice.
Yes, we did.
Like Lil Wayne, Lil Voice.
L-I-L.
you know what I'm saying? And so that was an awesome movie.
It was.
And you got an opportunity to see how Aaliyah acted. And so those of you on the network, we're going to give you all that information shortly, where you can go back and check out all these movies.
Yeah.
Because this young lady is doing the doggone thing. But Aaliyah, we got to take another break. When we come out of this break, we shall continue this conversation. We have a lot more to ask you. We want you to stand by. We want you guys on the network. If you have any questions, you desire to be in this industry, you want to get into filmmaking, you want to be an actress, you want to do all of this that you hear this young lady that's doing.
Yes. You can give us a call at 563-999-3456. Hit option 1 if you would like to speak to Aaliyah Muhammad tonight.
Yes. And so, guys, you keep it locked. We'll be back with more Aaliyah Muhammad right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Come free. matter what the time of day. Oh, girl, you know you'll make me say.
I don't wanna kiss you, yeah. I'm Chuck, the owner of Chuck's World Class Barbershop and Salon. We're coming live, and you can listen to us on the E-Man Radio Show. After Hours Radio Show on WeTalkRadio.com. We're live with E-Man himself.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. I am E-Man. That's Man that's sitting over there.
Right.
We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us on tonight over here on the network. You are listening to your number one station right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we're back. We're back with our guest on tonight, Leah Muhammad. We so appreciated that she would take time out and hang out with us tonight, Mandy.
Yes, we're so appreciative.
Yes, just a beautiful young lady. Listen, guys, we're pushing this YouTube channel. We want you guys to go to our YouTube channel. It's We Talk Radio Network. We'd love for you guys to like, share. You can make a comment, but we do want you to subscribe.
Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can receive the latest updates on our radio hosts here on We Talk Radio and all the different things that's going on with the network.
Yes, and so we'll be appreciative of that. And so we have our action. She's still standing by. Hello, Leo, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Yes, and well, we are glad that you are hanging out with us on tonight. We so appreciative you would take your time out. Why? Because I just think it's so beautiful, you know, being African American Month, Black History Month. We got a young queen on the line.
Yes, we do.
Mandy.
So, Aaliyah, I absolutely love your energy. You are giving the E-Man After Show life tonight, girl.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, we love it. We love it over here. Now, can you tell us a little bit about when you appeared in the infamous 2020 film Bella Thorne?
Oh, Bella Thorne. Okay, yes. So, now that movie was kind of like a turning point for my career personally, because mm-hmm. I looked up to Zendaya, and I still look up to Zendaya, and I feel like we're right around the same age. But I aspire to find a way to say this. I wanted to kind of, because growing up, I wanted to be in Disney Channel. She was in Disney Channel. And then mm-hmm. as I've gotten older, I wanted to do some pretty, like, dramatic films. And she's captivated those things. So it was just, for me, it was pretty cool because I was working alongside Bella Thorne, and she had worked with Zendaya in the show that was on Disney Channel called Step It Up, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Shake It Up.
Mm-hmm.
Called Shake It Up. So that was really cool working alongside Bella Thorne because she was on Disney Channel and she had mm-hmm. branched out from Disney Channel and started doing her own thing. On set, it was cool. I made I met some other amazing actresses, and just the set was chill in itself. She was mm-hmm. a chill person, so like her vibe just made me feel comfortable on set. And that was one of the first time where I had actually branched out from, you know, just working with the people who I knew, and I was actually mm-hmm. genuinely comfortable on set. So that was a pretty cool moment in my life. And that was actually one of the projects where I didn't get one time that I went on set, I didn't get any sleep for like 48 hours. I
wow.
did Infamous, and I drove back to Dallas. I did Infamous in Oklahoma and drove back to Dallas and started filming Cage and started the rehearsals for Caged Bird. So I didn't mm-hmm. sleep. I was running off the fumes. I was running off of coffee. And I was like, oh, this is definitely a rite of passage for me as an actress. This is a rite of passage. So I feel like I really I really hit my mark with that project.
Well, that is so awesome. I mean, everything that you have put your hands to, you have succeeded. And
right.
I just think that's so powerful for being introduced to I don't know why I want to keep saying Circle of Spiders, but mm-hmm. he's being introduced to a, what was your first movie again, Leah?
Solitaire. Ooh, Dr. Muhammad going to get you, LD. Yeah, he's going to get you.
Hey, it's all good because we had a brain fart that when he was on. We couldn't,
right.
We couldn't even remember Swagger Haters, you know, because actually even when we did Swagger Haters, you know, what was the drummer name? Was it Malcolm? Was it Malcolm that played the drums?
Malik.
Yeah, shout out to Malik. Where's Malik at? Because this brother can play some drums.
Right. If you want to find Malik, he's on is at Malik Drummer Boy. That's mm-hmm. his Instagram name. And he still drums to this day. I think he's drumming for his church. And mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't know what else he's doing, but every time I see him on Instagram, he's drumming for his church. And he's still right. killing it. So shout out to him.
Well, yeah, yes. Yeah, we remember that project. So every now and then, man, we done did so much. It's so much to be going through my head. I'm trying to remember all the stuff that Aaliyah done.
Right.
And so she got so much going on. So where are you at today? You at 23 years old. What you got? What can we expect next coming from you, Aaliyah?
Well, I recently filmed on a series that was on Freeform, and it's also currently on Hulu called Cruel Summer, and that got renewed for season two. So mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to season two. Shout out to season two for Cruel Summer. And yeah. Cruel Summer is starring Olivia Holt, who was another Disney Channel star, and I am honored to work next to her. If you're looking for anything that I am doing right now, I mm-hmm. am really honing in on my craft. I am tirelessly looking for an acting coach for myself to really mm-hmm. develop me. So, you know, if you've worked with a lot of big people and you're listening in and you're like, oh, I can do it, I'm looking for you, especially a black person.
He's appealing to you.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm looking for you.
Yes.
But right now, I'm still – oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Right now, I'm still writing, so the Teachable Moment is kind of it's a written show, but it's kind of written via guidelines, but I'm still mm-hmm. writing. So currently I'm writing a cartoon. I don't know when it's going to come out yet because, you know, how writers do. We start writing and then we don't finish up until the next couple of years. So that's what I'm doing right now, and I'm also just looking to branch out and film and direct more and also edit more. Mm-hmm. And I'm also looking to be on more projects with black people. The last project that I did that was a majority black project was Caged Bird, starring Khalil McFadden and Bentley Green. And mm-hmm. if you don't know who Bentley Green is, he was on this commercial with LeBron recently. Mm-hmm. I need to find out. Oh, sorry, Bentley, but he's from DeSoto too. So it was really cool working with him. But mm-hmm. But yeah, so if you want to watch Caged Bird isn't necessarily out, but it's played in tons of film festivals. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the next film festival is going to be, but if you see a film festival, you're like, oh, Caged Bird, I'm in that. And and yeah, so, but other than that, I am having fun on TikTok. I am posting on Instagram whenever I feel like it. I need to get up on my social media. Oh, I'm so bad at social media. I need to do better. But,
you're doing the doggone thing.
You are. And I want to ask you, with that being said, you are a busy young lady. Good things. But what do you do to relax and unwind? And how often do you relax and unwind?
Right. Okay. So I started I've been developing so much in my spiritual life. Praise be to God. I meditate. I love doing yoga, especially the core stabilizing yoga, because you know that core, that solar plexus, that's like the center of your energy, and that's where your energy comes from. So mm-hmm. being able to exert all this energy, it's only because God has blessed me to kind of develop this solar plexus that's within me in order mm-hmm. to project his energy throughout the world. So I love yoga.
Come on,
girl. I love meditating. Yes, mm-hmm. I'm a crystal collector. I don't care what anyone says. I collect my crystals. I have my angel light. I have my amethyst. I have my green moss agate, however you pronounce that one. And yeah, I spend time with my fiance, and that's really, and I pray. And I pray. Ooh, thank you, God.
Yeah, thank God. Well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about your fiance. Now I'm finna get all in your business now. It's two love bugs that's been going around. You know, everybody's been catching that other bug. You know, but we call it the love bug. It's been going around. We called it too. Me and Mandy called it too. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm engaged to Mandy, and you got engaged. What's this brother's name? Because, you know, I may need to talk to him a little.
And congratulations,
by the way. Talk a little bit about your engagement.
Thank you. I'm very protective over him. So, you know, you have to fight both of us.
Listen, take it to the street, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I will take my earrings off. I promise you I will.
You forgot all about acting, huh?
What? Just acting. I forgot about that. What is that?
That's beautiful.
His name is Tariq. And not to get confused, I have a little brother that I love so much named Tyreek. And also shout out to my sister, Asia. But yes, my little brother's name is Tyreek. My fiance's name is Tariq. And it's wow because we met each other in high school. And I was like, I'm not going to talk to you. You have the same name as my brother. That's wild. Like, that's crazy. I'm not doing that. That's weird. So years go by, you know, I mature a little and it stops mattering so much to me. And this guy won my heart, and it's not that hard, not that easy to win my heart. Honestly, I'm a very, like I said, I'm spiritual. So if I feel a vibe, I'll be like, I felt the vibe. I ain't even got to explain it to you. I felt the vibe. I'm good. praise God, because I never wanted to, growing up, I never really wanted to get married. It wasn't something that was on my list. I was more so of my career, and that's it. That's what I'm marrying, is my career. But I found someone who really understood that, and I found someone who really wanted to propel me forward in my career. And granted, his career doesn't necessarily cross paths with my career, but they're definitely compatible. So that's good. That's good meeting somebody who's not so much in the industry. I never
kind of
knew
balance
I
you
that.
Out a little
wanted
bit.
Somebody
right.
who's not, yeah. Mm-hmm. I need a little balance. I don't want to come home to it's actually, there's this thing where you have to kind of leave the character on set. And I feel like it's difficult to leave the character on set whenever you go home to the industry. So I'm like, as an actress, I need to be able to take it all the way off. We've been engaged, and I don't know when the wedding date is. Honestly, I don't know. But I love him so much with all my heart, and I had never been able to genuinely say that about anybody who's not in my family. So praise the Lord.
Listen, I'm gonna pull a Martin and Will Smith on you. You know, me and your mama going to show up. I still got to talk to the bruh. I'm going to show up, put a little fear in his heart.
I'm gonna be standing right there holding his hand. Don't let him say nothing to you.
That's beautiful.
So beautiful.
But Leo, I mean, hey, I'll say this here. You know, I'm so peacock proud, hyena, happy of you and all that you have done and you are doing. But since you kind of somewhat made it to big time, can me and Mandy borrow $100?
There's this common misconception whenever people see you on TV and they think you got money. That's a common misconception. Look, whenever you start getting more things in life, you start getting more bills in life. So that's kind of balance it out, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, you can split it up. I'll take 50, man. That takes 50.
Yeah, you know, your daddy owes like five.
Oh, look, y'all are going with the radio show. Let me hold something.
All right now.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen on the network, we are talking to actress Leah Muhammad. We so appreciative that she would take the time out and hang out with us on tonight. Why? Because it's Black History Month. And, you know, I've been knowing this young lady ever since she's been a little girl. Mm-hmm. I have seen her grow up, Mandy. And I'm just Peacock Proud Hyena, happy of her. And Leah, much success to you. We want to thank you for stopping by on tonight. I promise you, I promise you, just like I promised your dad, we weren't gonna go number for an hour.
Right.
And Amanda's looking at me because she's pointing at the time.
I'm the timekeeper.
He's the timekeeper. She's like, E-Man, look at the time over there.
Yeah.
And so we're not gonna hold you all night because I know you got to teach tomorrow. But I do want to thank you for stopping by the E-Man After Show. I want to thank you for sharing with our listeners. You know, because it says to me, men and Aaliyah, no matter what age you are, what stage of life you are, you can do the doggone thing if you set your mind to it.
That's right.
And so, Leah, you know, don't forget about your uncle now. You know what I'm saying? don't forget about me now. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you coming by. And you have an open door. You always can come to the E-Man After Show. Anytime you got something new coming out, you know, you're welcome to come. And make sure I get an invitation to the wedding. Make sure you get an invitation to my wedding. You know what I'm saying?
I'm screaming, yes.
Yeah. And so shout out to, I want to do a shout out to your mother. I want to shout out to Miss Latoya Muhammad. If she's listening out there on the network, she have done an awesome job. As I sit back and look at you guys, and yeah, you talked about your little brother and you talked about your sister. They're doing the doggone thing just as well.
Right.
And, you know, there's this old saying, you know, if mama wasn't there, listen, you always got to remember mama. And so I think it was Shirley Caesar that said, I remember mama.
Yes.
You want to remember mama. So shout out to Mr. Toya. Shout out to Mr. Arthur Muhammad. You know, his seed is, y'all guys are doing the doggone thing. So
beautiful.
With that being said, Mandy going to give us all the address. Or Leah, you can give us all your address and where people can find you if they want to book you. I heard you say you want to further your career. You want to need a life coach or you're acting. Those of you out there listening on the network, contact Leah. Mandy?
Yes. You guys can find her on Instagram at Aaliyah I. Muhammad. Also, you can find her on TikTok at Aaliyah Muhammad.
Yes. And so, Leah, you got any other address they can find you at, ma'am?
Also, if you wanted to book with me acting-wise, you can email me at bookaaliyahmuhammad@gmail.com. Can I get a shout-out?
Absolutely.
Hey, I was getting ready to get to that. You got any shout-outs you want to shout-out to anybody? Go right ahead, Aaliyah.
Yes. Okay, I would like to shout-out my best friend, Giovanni. He just did a music video. I want to shout him out. You find him on YouTube at Giovanni Nabil, and he's also on Instagram at Giovanni Nabil. And also my little brother, Tyreek, he is doing music now, so stay tuned for any songs that he's about to drop. I'm not going to let y'all in on nothing right now because, you know, it's his business, you know what I'm saying? But you keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open because he's definitely going to drop a music video sometime soon. I would also like to shout out to my fiance. Even though I said he's not in the industry, he does have a YouTube channel called 93 Supreme, and he did a black owned business tour for a season where he was just interviewing different black owned businesses. So shout out to Black History Month. If y'all want to check that out on YouTube, it's called 93 Supreme. And he's also very active in, he has his own nonprofit. He's partnered he's part of a nonprofit called World Apparel. And right now they're talking about sex trafficking and how important it is to understand sex trafficking. So so shout out to them, and they have apparel, like they have clothes. So go on their website, buy some things. It's definitely for a good cause. They help out sex trafficking victims as well. So it's all going to a good cause. And, you know, shout out to my mama, shout out to my daddy, Latoya Muhammad and Arthur Muhammad. And also shout out to Asia, my sister. She's been holding it down. She's been a heavy supporter anytime I do something, anytime she's listening right now, anytime. She's always there. She's always there. That's my right hand right there.
Awesome.
So,
shout out Asia.
And last but very not least, shout out God, because if it was not for God, there would be I pray that I only project his energy and his power, and that's it. That's all.
and I'm done.
and that's what's up. Well, that's beautiful. That's what's up. And listen, don't nobody be jelly. This,
right.
You know, we are so proud of you. And shout out, we did all those shout outs. Man, mm-hmm. we appreciate you. You know how I feel, and we appreciate you coming on and to this network. And, you know, actually, this network has a nonprofit. They do a sex trafficking. They do a thing called Heels on the Move. So we got to make the connection.
Oh, cool.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'll be an awesome thing. Me and Mandy got the Marla in their fashion show this year for mm-hmm. 2 years in a row. And so we'll be talking to you about that, Aaliyah. Yeah, we'll be talking
yes.
to you about that. Yes. Well, we got to go because Mandy just blinked her eye at me and said, E-Man is 5 minutes over. So we got to go. And so, Leah, we thank you for your time on tonight.
Yes, thank you so much, Aaliyah, for coming on to the E-Man After Show. You are doing the darn thing, girl. You are a true inspiration. I know that many listeners out there that are young and have dreams and inspiration, I know tonight they have been inspired by your voice. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep being influential.
And y'all check out on the big screen.
Yes.
Yes. And so we're going to get on up out of here tonight. We want you guys to join us. We'll be back next Sunday night for another episode of E-Man After Show. Thank you, Aaliyah.
Thank y'all. Thank you, Mandy. Thank you, E-Man. Y'all have a great night.
You as well.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
And so to all of you that's on the network, we appreciate you standing by and hanging out with us. But, Mandy, we got to go.
Yes.
So let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because I believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time.
Be blessed, everybody.
Good night.
You're listening to The Sound.
Mama, I'm not dealing with this. That's the man that I chose, and that's the end of this conversation. I'm not your little girl anymore. No.
I can't apologize for who I am. This may be something you can't understand. Spend so much time.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.